This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Many of the world's central bankers are in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today, talking monetary policy. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is due to speak in about an hour, where she could provide a more nuanced take on the state of America's labor market. It's unlikely she'll say anything to shake the conventional wisdom that U.S. interest rates won't go up until sometime next spring at the earliest, and central bankers outside the U.S. will be generally happy if Yellen's speech does not rattle things today, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
For years, the Federal Reserve was making headlines with radical, unheard-of policy responses to the economic crisis. And now?
Quantitative easing is essentially on autopilot.
That's Bill Stone, chief investment strategist at PNC Wealth Management. And he's talking about the Fed's policy of pumping billions of dollars a month into the economy. When the Fed first started, central banks around the world voiced concern. But now, says Stone, Europe looks poised to take similar measures.
Relative to Europe, we look like we're kings in terms of economic growth.
In fact, now Europe is worried the U.S. will taper the stimulus off too fast, says Michael Farr, president of investment firm Farr Miller and Washington.
There's a real fear that the U.S. will raise rates more quickly and that they would see a money drain out of Europe.
The worry is that if the Fed turns the spigot off and U.S. economic growth slows, we'll buy fewer European goods, which would be a big blow to the struggling European economies. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.